Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on Live Talk, we're looking at the health crisis in Zimbabwe following the cholera outbreak. But first, let's just take a look at what is happening in the Middle East, as the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, stressed that his country will continue its military operations in Gaza until it defeats Hamas. Netanyahu addressed speculation Sunday on possible deal to free more than 200 hostages kidnapped by the militant group on October 7. VOA's Veronica Banderas Iglesias has the report.
A day after dozens of Arab leaders held an emergency meeting in Saudi Arabia and strongly condemned the Israeli military offensive in Gaza, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan appeared on ABC, underlining the United States' position on Tel Aviv's war against Hamas.
We believe in the importance of the laws of war, which means taking every possible measure to protect civilians. At the same time, we will continue to stand behind the proposition that Israel has the right to defend itself against terrorist attacks.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who was interviewed Sunday on CNN, was asked to comment on U.S. Secretary of State's Antony Blinken's recent remarks that too many Palestinians have been killed in Gaza.
I think any civilian loss is a tragedy, and the blame should be placed squarely on Hamas because it prevents them from leaving the war zone, sometimes at gunpoint. It fired on the safe zone and the safe corridor that we enacted.
Separately, Netanyahu addressed the speculation about a possible deal for the release of the hostages kidnapped by Hamas on October 7. His remarks aired on NBC's Meet the Press program.
Extraordinary work that the IDF is doing, putting pressure on the Hamas leadership. That's the one thing that might create a deal, and if a deal is available, well, we'll talk about it when it's there. We'll announce it if it's achieved.
The Prime Minister added that when the war is over, the overall military responsibility of Gaza will remain in the hands of Israel, but that it's too early to determine who will govern it.
As far as the civilian management of Gaza, we need to see the following two things. Gaza has to be demilitarized, and Gaza has to be de-radicalized. Mm-hmm. And I think so far, we haven't seen any Palestinian force, including the Palestinian Authority, that is able to do it.
Meanwhile, on the ground, Palestinian civilians continued fleeing northern Gaza, as several United Nations agencies called for an immediate halt on attacks against hospitals. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
And now we have breaking news on CCC. Abducted CCC activist Tafumane Masaya was found dead today, party officials say. Masaya was abducted over the weekend by unknown people while campaigning ahead of the election scheduled for December 9, 2023. Studio 7 was unable to get a comment from the Zimbabwe Republic Police. And now back to our main topic. The health delivery system in the country continues to be a concern to Zimbabweans as cholera outbreak has been reported throughout the country. The government has banned large gatherings in an effort to contain the spread of cholera within the country. In an effort to control cholera, at the moment, over 100 people have died from the disease and over 5,000 people have contracted the disease, according to the Minister of Health. Some residents of Glenview are urging the council to urgently address the issue of raw sewage that has been flowing in the suburb, as this could lead to an escalation of cholera cases in the country. Let's take a look. A resident of Glenview, Gogo Maimboinei Makuyana, says the situation in her area is deplorable. She speaks to Studio 7's Rutendo Mawere on the issue.
Paga, takandabva uchechi nezirondo pandakazoklina ndopunga mutona nhunzi zvakurutanga kutoita kuda papato wene honye mahonye ndikaklina ndikazokumbiwa mushonga uku ndovakazondipa kuti mushonga tovandakamwaya uku otherwise dai makauya nezuro mainyatsoona honye apa apa saka tiri kutambudzika nenyaya yemabhokichi tatambura cholera is within our community and we are afraid kuti tichatopera zvikaramba zvakadai ini nai munoti itoilet dzangu hazvibloki since 1979 hatinambobhlokerwa nematoilet but tinoafektwa nematoilets ari kubva kumusoroko kunobhloka kumusoroko zvochiyerera zvichiyo there's no drainage up this is a man made outlet yatakatonzi necancel dzimba dzinobhloka dzinozara chingoitsvagai kuti mvura ikuti iyere
saka ndizvipi zvikumbiro zvenyu kukanzuro
tinokumbirawo kuti kana tati kwaita blockage vatibatsirewo nekukurumidza kuunza vanhu vanotibatsira kuita sei kugadzira nokuti apa takatora more it's about 3 weeks tiri mumasuweja to an extend yekuti ndakatofonera kansela wemuno akauya kansela Marera akauya zvishuwo akazvionera saka tine chichemo chokuti kana tati taitawo kwaita suweji tino chichemo chokukumbira kuti dino zvikakasika kugadzirwa nokuti atidzi kutoita sei ine kitchen yangu yaka adjustment ndodii tinokumbira kukumbiridza kugadzirirwawo takatarisa necholera ndo chinhu chichemo chikuru otherwise zvinhu hazvinotimira zvakanaka ndinga matozvionera ndezvo ndakazvikorobha nezvimwe
saka kanzuro iri kukupa iwo here mishonga yekuti mupote muchiisa pari kufamba netsvina
takatozo musi wavakagadzira vanomboti vakangomwaya pashoma pakididikapo saka mai vepanext avo bcause yanga yakabhloka muyadhi chichi vakatozokumbira kukumbira vanhu vekanzuro vanga vari panext up ndovakazotinokorera tumishonga toiti otherwise vakangogadzira thatset oenda
kwayo nyaya yemunhuwi zviri kukukanganisa iwe
ndiudzeiwo kuti unodya sei netsvina tichaenda munonyatsoona goronga zvarakaita ipapo ndopane honye dziri kuti kakangakangakanga nekuti don't know what to do we don't know sorry hatitozivi kuti todii tochemawo kwamuri imini todii.
That day was Gogo Maimbodei Makuyana speaking to Studio 7's Rutendo Mawere in Harare. Rutendo also spoke to other residents on the issue. Let's hear what they had to say.
Zitsandinonzi Zvedi Munyachuru ndiri mugari wemuna muGlenview ndiri memba yecombined Harare Residents Association tinomirira vagari munharaunda yedu patiri pano tiri muward 32 dambudziko ratisimudza sevanhu vanomirira vagari munharaunda yedu inyaya yemasuwa anetsa paGlenview 2 dzimba zhinji dzave kugara dzakazara madhodhi nekuda kwokuti suwa haisi kugadzirwa nenguva uyezve varwere vari kuwanda vemudumbu kuno kuGlenview chikonzero suwa iri kunyanya kutora nguva yakareba isina kugadzirwa vagari pavanoenda kuti vanosvitsa zvichemo kudistrict office kune department rinoona nezvekugadzirwa kwemasuwa vanosvika votyugwa zvakare kunzi maakunyanya kana kunzi taakuzokubhlokai pamafoni edu kana vachiri vaita zvekufona vachiripota saka panguva inoi kuno kwatiriku inhau yekuti kune masuwa asingachafambi nekuda kwekuti kune zvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana vekanzuro vakaisawo dzimba pamusoro pemadhireni arifanira kunge mvura kana suwa yabhloka kunge inge ichifamba but havasi kukwanisa kunge vachibatsira vagari kuti zvofambiswa sei madhireneji akabhloka dzimba dzavanhu dzakugara dzine unyora hwesuwa hunyora ihwohwo havasi kupa zvakare vagari mishonga yekuti vange vachidira kuitira kuti mweya wesuwa unge uchibva padzimba dzavo zvakurati dzimba dzavanhu dzakugara dzine makonye dzine unyoro hwesuwa vana zvakare vasina pekutambira pakasununguka vakugara mumba pekugezera chaipo vabereki vakugezera mudzimba zvikureva kuti hunhu hwemunhu hwemuGlenview hwarerutswa nekuda kwesiti of Harare nekusagadzira kwayo masuwa nenguwa ya tino tatisa wati mugari anga achigadziro isuite kunjisa kwenye wati mugari kana ano reporter suwa alifano kutuora more than 48 hours suwa ichingwe erera pamba pake but kuna kwa chirivanga wavene more than 3 weeks suwa ichingwe erera chete pa zimbazavo saka suse wano wanumirira wa gari tulikushusika na zukuru kutai sito farare ya tomo wawu ya pa ground kanyanya wakuru wachona wawana kutuzimengwa ma planings arugitu kwa nevanu wawaru kuma office pa ground asu shandike nasu nekuti wano plana wano pa munu stand ipapo paru zati panu famba ne masuwa munu kana apu wa stand aregi kwa kana kutu mwadape kugara sata chukumbira kuti wakuru weku planning na town clerk na nemukuru wezwe health Dr. Jones wakaburu kwa mma office zawa kawaya pa ground kuna ku Glenview 2 wakwa nsemke vachibe tere zawa gari kuti zofambis kwa state nekutu uruwele ukuramba uchisimuka mu Glenview nekuda kwe negligence rikitu kwa nesito farare varukisa zimba pa nzimbo zinga pange zine zimba like pano patila pasina kana breathing space mwea urungo lipano mwea we masuwa cheti nekutu breathing space yaka varuwa paka gazi kwa zimba ma drainage acho yaka varuwa murukungo none makonye arufamba mvura rikutaka nyakumashule kwe duku inawe kuti makonye wayo mvura isina kwe kufamba na inechina yesuwa saka tulu kumbiro vakuru ve gucha kuti vambo ya kise msoro pamwe cheti nevagari kutito gazi sasei dambuziko ripere za chose nekutu yave nguwa vagari kunu wachitutumwa nekuda kwe suwa iyo isura gazi
So you see, apa patikusha kutiti manage kuti mvura ikwanise kufamba izvike inorasira kuzasu. Ndoda kuti hapisisina mvura kwa iyi ende yakutongosungana kusa murikuona pese pane gonyi. Inye kuti mvura ina kwa inenda kwa inofana kuenda kwakavharwa. Saka hatizive kuti manje zvinozopera sei. Dai vanga vachibatsira vagadzira madrena kuti afambise mvura. Kuti ezvinezvi kunongoro korera yamuuta kuti inouraya vanhu. Inotadza kuuraya sei zvidzonye zvawanda kwaizvo. Kuti dreni iri harisina kwariri kuendesa mvura parinofanira kupinza mvura pakavharisa saka handizive kuti vada kuti paitwe sei ipasi
saka iyo kanzuro iri kuti chiikwamuri
kanzuro takaendako tikataura navo ende vanongoya vogadzira masuweji avo 2 days after 2 days zvatanga futi tikafonera kuhighfields kunoitwa zvemadreni vakauya kuno tinotori nemanhamba dzavo tikafonera supavisa wavo akatakamirira chigiridha kune imba yakaiswa pasikafanira kunge pane imba akatotaura ega kuti imba iyi pairi hapana pamepo haipo iyi panofanira kunge pasina imba pakaiswa pamusoro pedreni saka dreni kana ravharwa mvura inoenda kupi inoungana yodzoka kumashure ndosaka iri kuzopinda mudzimba dzevanhu zvekuti nguva yatave yekunaya kwemvura iyi tinoita kugara musiweji zvese ne bekause mvura ikadzoka yekunaya nesiweji zvikasangana urwere hwacho hunopera sei.
Those were residents of Glenview speaking to Studio 7's Rutendo Mawere in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And today we're discussing about the issue of health delivery system, which continues to be of concern to Zimbabweans as cholera renders its ugly head in the country. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by Dr. Simbiso Ranga on Skype and also Dr. Matthew Nyashanu on the telephone. Hello, Dr. Ranga, how are you? Hello? Yes, hello, Dr. Nyashanu, how are you?
I'm all right. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. We are seeing that there's a situation in Zimbabwe where Zimbabwe is now facing a cholera outbreak.
What do you say regarding this issue?
This is a very big issue that cannot actually be summarized by the events that we are seeing in Zimbabwe today.
Mm-hmm.
It is a bigger protracted public health problem that is seen through the lenses of poor policies, poor reticulation, poor planning, and political arbitrary in allocating land for development in cities. It's very unfortunate that we are having citizens suffering from medieval diseases like cholera. The problem is that there is no planning. There is no public health strategy that the government has put, which has got a vision to prevent such medieval diseases. The only solution to prevent all these people who are suffering from cholera in Harare is to revamp the reticulation system. The reticulation system that is in Zimbabwe today was actually developed during the colonial times. Despite the increase in the number of residents that we have seen in the city of Harare, there hasn't been any development since 1980 in terms of the reticulation system. What we have only seen is that there's been arbitrary allocation of land by the ruling party and the government, where there hasn't been a communication between the government and the local authority.
Oh, okay.
I am seeing that this is one of the problems that is now manifesting.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there. I'll switch over to Dr. Simbiso Ranga here in the United States. Dr. Ranga, how can one know that they have cholera?
Hi, Margaret. Hi, viewers. Cholera, you know, it's a disease that affects the GI tract, the stomach. So it manifests, first of all, by getting in contact with someone with cholera. So if you have some, we have been in contact with people with cholera, you are likely to get cholera. And it manifests with symptoms like vomiting, nausea, diarrhea, abdominal pain. And also you tend to be dehydrated, feeling very weak or lethargic. So those are some of the symptoms that will manifest. And sometimes if it's not addressed quickly with fluids and so forth, it can lead to very low blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And that can cause change in the mental status.
Mm-hmm. And also, what actually causes cholera? How can one contract the disease?
So cholera is caused by an organism called Vibrio cholera, and it's usually transmitted through what we call the fecal-oral route, which means that you ingest a contaminated substance like food, water, drinks. So sometimes people buy fruits from the market which may be contaminated, and that can result in contracting cholera. So during this time when we have a cholera outbreak, you want to take precautions to prevent contracting and spreading cholera. And this means,
what are some of these precautions that you can urge our viewers and listeners to practice?
First of all, Margaret, prevention is better than cure, which means that anything we do should be to minimize the chance of contracting or spreading cholera. And this includes hygiene, which means when you get water, you make sure it's boiled. If you buy fruits from the market, you want to make sure that they are cleaned with boiled water. You also want to make sure you wash your hands after using the toilet. Also, these are just some of the preliminary things you can do. And also avoid large gatherings if you can, you know, like weddings, funerals to the extent possible until this pandemic is under better control, church, things like that, where the disease could easily spread. And if you think that you have contracted cholera, you need to seek medical help sooner rather than later.
Thank you so much. Mr. Nyashanu, you were speaking about some of the issues that the country has in regard to what led to cholera, but what can be the solution from what you've learned where you are moving forward?
Now, the solution here is for a public health strategy to develop the reticulation system in all the cities of Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. This should be followed by improvement in water delivery, improvement in the reticulation systems, and make sure that all the garbage are collected timely. And this is not something that can actually be done by the local authority only. Mm-hmm. It should be done in united agreement with the Ministry of Health, with the government. The government is the primary sponsor of all urban authorities. And their public health policies should reflect how the local authorities are run. And what we have at the present moment that is making us to be in the situation where we are, mm-hmm. is that we don't have a public health strategy at the moment. It is a firefighting type of public health being transacted in Zimbabwe. And that firefighting type of public health does not work.
So how does it get, you know, just coming back to you, how does this kind of strategy get to be implemented or at least put on paper? What is the best way forward?
The best way forward is to provide money for one, the reticulation system, two, the health care system, the facilities where people who will be suffering from cholera need to be treated. Because if these are not promptly addressed, what we are having is a vicious circle where people are going to the hospital, get treated or die, and come back into the community, contract the disease, and go round and round. We are trying in Zimbabwe to treat the characteristics of a disease or the symptoms, which does not work in public health terms. This should be a united approach, which has got also community education, which is called normally called health promotion, and that has also to do with revamping the health facilities within all our urban areas, including the rural areas. In fact, where we are at the present moment, we are actually operating way back than where we are supposed to be, taking into consideration the number of people who are living in our cities. So there is need to pour more money and improve the reticulation system. There is need to pour more money and improve the health facilities. And there is need for craft literacy and craft competence in designing policies that are cost effective and that addresses the current problems that people are facing.
If the government were listening right now, what word of advice would you give to them? And also, are there other people from the diaspora that are also, you know, willing to speak to the government on some of these issues that the country is facing?
If the government of Zimbabwe is listening now, mm-hmm. the first thing that I would tell them is that they need to have a public health strategy. And this public health strategy needs to be co-produced by all the stakeholders, which include communities that are being affected by cholera and all the other stakeholders who provide services to communities. Moving forward, the government should provide immediately some money to revamp the reticulation system to be in line with the population growth that we have seen since 1980. Going forward, there is need for health promotion that should be rolled into communities to make sure that they are informed of these medical diseases.
Mm-hmm. Please hold on, Dr. Nyashanu. Let me just take a caller. Hello, caller.
sakubona tete magla kunjani?
Ah sikhona uthini?
Awangrayiti ukhuluma nomfundisi umoyo ngithingi bingelele uDr. Nyashano no Dr. Rangana balaleli bonke babukeli nabalaleli bonke Studio 7. Ya indaba ngathanda kuyiphawula ngelizwe lethu leZimbabwe leli into yokuthoma ngithi kusaba soseZimbabwe kuyadabukisa ukuzwa ukuthi uBishop Tafumane hasi ekwephasini bamthole sebulewe ngale mabhuku into le ibohlunkulu kwahamba bala ngento zepolitiki lezi. Ma ngikhuluma indaba yekhorela le ikhorela elizwe lethu eZimbabwe masizwa abantu baseGlenview bayakhala ngokunuka komnuko wemasiweji aseZimbabwe kuyakhombisa vele ukuthi eZimbabwe bahlulekile ukubusa elizwe lela ngenxa yokuthi ma ubona amasiweji magoboza indawo zonke nokuthi ukuthi eHarare kuphela elizweni lonke amasiweji ayagoboza abanye abasakhona ukwenza lo into ngayo so iZimbabwe futhi ilungise lokho so umdosi phambili wakava munye wakava president Mnangagwa yakhombisa ukuthi uyahluleka and futhi enye into yokugcina singahluleli abo mayara amakhansela ngenxa yokuthi amakhansela manganyikezwa ngimali ngegovernment akuna into bazoyenza so uhulumeni yena uyonenkinga ngathana yena ngokwakhe anikeza amakhansela abo mayara imali enkulu ukuthi bakhona ukuthi balungise ilizwe ngenxa yokuthi uma bangenzi njalo bonani ukuthi ikholela ikhenda isaba kangangani umunyaka meyo uma wabona ilizwe imali lekholela kuyakhombisa ukuthi ilizwe lele lifeyili akuna into elungayo so kuhlungu vele ukubona ithe nd every day uzwa ikholela abantu bayakhala ngamasweji abantu bayalila ngamagabiji uzwile ubaba uDr. Nyashana akhulumi lapho ukuthi ilizwe lethu vele lifeyilile lifeyilile saba seZimbabwe yiyo into ngathanda kuyikhuluma leyo.
Thank you so much that there we are hearing from Pastor Richard Moyo in South Africa. Dr. Ranga, if the government were to say, okay, what can people immediately do right now to stop the spread of cholera? Not even the government, but everybody that's listening.
Mandela, that's a very important question. Everybody needs to be playing a role in terms of at the individual level. You want to try to prevent contracting cholera through practicing hygienic measures, clean water, boiling water. If you buy fruits from the market, make sure they are thoroughly washed with boiled water. Also, in terms of, you know, rubbish, you know, throwing rubbish everywhere, that could increase the risk of spreading cholera. Also, if you think you have been in contact with somebody with cholera and you have symptoms, you should seek medical help early so that you can be isolated and also get appropriate treatment like hydration, antibiotics as necessary. In terms of, you know, everybody else, this is a disease of public health importance. It affects everybody. It doesn't matter where you come from or which party you support. So we need the government and local authorities and other community leaders working together so that we have less gatherings where necessary. We take measures quickly wherever we think it's spreading within that community.
Because
you know it's happening in Britain.
Thank you so much. We're hearing there from Dr. Cindy Soranga, and we also heard from Dr. Matthew Nyashanu. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, saying have a great day today.